Representative Charles McBurney wants more screening for child care personnel. His bill would stop the Department of Children and Families from granting exemptions for sex offenders or felons.
It will make it less burdensome for DCF to implement the federal law's new screening requirements by having the same standard for all child care personnel.
Another bill sponsored by Representative Ray Rodriguez would allow parents who are unable to take care of their children to choose a temporary guardian. Rodriguez says this will help parents who lose custody for reasons other than abuse.
The number one indicator within our county is of a family member, typically it's a single parent, loses their job. And then when they lose their job, they lose their housing. And so they're in trouble, they're in crisis, but they're not at a point where they have abused, abandoned, or neglected their child. They just need some help.
The measure does not apply to children in foster care. A third bill that would further pass child welfare reform adds a quality rating system for both group and foster homes. Representative Gail Harrell says she wants nothing but the best for Florida children.
We don't want substandard placements for our children. We want quality, and this is the next step to achieve it. We ask for your support.
Co-sponsor Representative Neil Comby says they are focused on getting children out of the welfare system and back in a safe environment. For WFSU News, I'm Ashley Tressel.